Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Dalet. We're beginning on the second line from the top, Dalet Amud Aleph. We're again learning for Refuah Shlema, for Avraham Simcha, Ben Rachel Leah. All the people in need of Refuah Shlema should have one, Ben Mehera. Okay, we begin the Amar Rava. We left off at the end of yesterday's share. We mentioned that a light rain is very, very good for the seeds that are just barely underneath the ground because they will cause them to sprout. And therefore we continue with a similar statement regarding a young Talmud Chacham that also sprouts. The Amar Rava, Haitzurva Mirabanan, this young Talmud Chacham, Rashi explains that Haitzurva Mirabanan is a Bachur Chorif, a very sharp young man, a young Talmud Chacham, and this Lashon of Tzurva comes from a Lashon of the eggs, Beye, the Tzurivin, that are fully developed inside of a chicken. And this is analogous to a young Talmud Chacham. So therefore, this young Talmud Chacham is Domi Leparzida. He's like this seed, this garin. We said the Parzida yesterday is the garin, the Tuse, which is underneath, Kala, which is underneath this clump of earth. The Kivan de Nova, once he starts to be Tzomeach, once he starts to sprout like the seed, Nova, then he continues to sprout. Rashi points out that this Lashon of Tzurva Mirabanan is for a younger Talmud Chacham, and we use the Lashon of for an older Talmud Chacham of Hahu Me Rabbanon, one of the Rabbanon, that's for an older Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham Zakin. Okay, Rava makes another statement. Yomer Rava, Hay Tzuva Mi Rabbanon De Rosach. If a Talmud Chacham gets excited, he gets angry. Rosach means literally boiling. The reason why he is so is because the Oraisa, the Torah, who they call Rischole, it makes him excited, it makes him very hot. As Rashi points out, Sheishlo Rochav Lev Mitov Torosso. He has, so to say, an expanded heart because of his Torah. Umesim Lalibo Yosim Yishabani Adam. And things affect him and impact him more than other people. And therefore, Rashi says the purpose of this piece of Gemara by Rava is Kamashulan de Chayavim Laduno Lekavsos. You should judge him favorably and understand that it's not him just being excited and angry, it's because he has more Torah inside of him, and that Torah is what heats him up. Shenema, as the apostle says, "Halo chodvori ka'esh niyom Hashem." The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like a fire. Amar Rashi, Rashi now tells us a statement called Talmud Chacham she'eino kasher to barzel. But Talmud Chacham is not hard as steel; he's not hard as iron. So then, he's not considered a proper Talmud Chacham. Shenema, as the apostle tells us, Uchipatish Yefotzeitz Sola. Should be like a patish. A patish is like a hammer, a sledgehammer, that Yefotzeitz Sola, that goes and breaks up rocks. So, therefore, because of the Torah inside of him, he has to become kibarzel. He has to be like iron. Amalei Rabbi Abba or Ravashi. Rabbi Abba said to Ravashi, Asun you, mehosom masnisu la. You learn it out from this pasuk. Kipatish Yefotze Sela. However, Anan, we, however, learn it out Mehochamas Nidalo. We learn it out from the following pasuk. It says, Dilsiv, Eretz Asher Avoneo Barzel. It says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that its stones are like steel. So Al Tikre Avoneo, don't read it as it's stones, it's rocks. Ella Boneo, a play on the word Avoneo, it's Boneo. In other words, the people that build the land, who support the land with their Torah study, so those people should be Kibarzel. Okay. Both Ravashi and Rabbi Abba's drushes are teaching us that Talmud Chacham is supposed to be strong. Ravina tells us, Afilu hachim boyalele inish lemelef nafshe benichusa. Nevertheless, even though the natural tendencies of a person will be heated up from the Torah and they'll be strong because of the Torah, nevertheless, Ravina says he still has to be nichusa. He has to conduct himself with nachas, with a certain peace and calmness. Shenema, v'yaser kas milibecha v'gome. You should remove this anger from your heart. In other words, you have to modify or ameliorate these natural tendencies that if a person is a Talmud Chacham, he's going to have them. Mora says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Shmuel Nachmeni said, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Shlosha Sheshalu Shalok Hogan. There were three people in Tanakh that asked for something in an improper way, and yet, Lishnayim Heshivu Gehogan, Le'echad Heshivu Shalok Hogan. But two of them were still answered properly, even though they asked for something in an improper way. But one of them was answered improperly. Who are these three people? Ve'eluhei, Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer, the Eved of Avram, when he was asking for a wife for Yitzhak, so he asked in an improper fashion. Veshol ben Kish, when he was asking for somebody to defeat Goyas, he asked in an improper fashion. And yet both Eliezer Eved Avram and Shol ben Kish were answered appropriately. Eliezer, of course, got Rivka, and Shol ben Kish, of course, got David HaMelech to go and defeat Goyas. And Yiftach HaGilodi, and the Shofet Yiftach, so he also asked for something inappropriately, that he should win his battle. And he said that one who comes out from my house first will be a korban, and he asks for that in an improper way, as the Gemara will explain, and therefore he was answered in an improper way, that his daughter came out first. Let's understand this a little bit more by going through the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eliezer Ever Avram, what happened with him? So he said, in an improper way, he asked the Kosh Baruch Hu to save. He said, Voyohanara Shiromari Leah, whichever girl comes out, and when I say to her, Voyohanara Shiromari Leah, Hatino Chadech Begomer, if you'll please give me some water to drink and my animals some water to drink, so then I'll know if she does this, that this is the chosen one, that this would be the appropriate kala for my master Avram's son Yitzchak. So you don't know who could have come out. He said, let whoever comes out come out. Maybe the girl that's going to come out is going to be Chigeres. Maybe Afilu Suma, she could be blind, then he wouldn't know. So he asked for it in an improper way. He should have said, let it be a perfectly proper girl. Instead, he just said, whoever comes out. Now, why wouldn't he notice this? Since he said that I will ask her, so won't he notice that she's a chigeres or a suma? So the Mefarshim was like, no, maybe she would have a wooden leg, or maybe she would be, her eyes would be beautiful, and he wouldn't notice the fact that she couldn't see. So in any event, he asked in a somewhat improper fashion, and nevertheless, Heshivo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Kahogan, in a proper way. Of course, with his Dana La Rivka, and it was Rivka that came out. Similarly, Shob and Kish, the Melech Shob, when they were embattled and encamped against the Plishtim and Goliath. So Goliath came out every morning and every night, and he said, oh, your gods are weakling. He would come out when they would say Kriyat Shema in the morning and Kriyat Shema at night, and he would cause great fear in Klal Yisrael, and saying that you don't have anybody that can fight me. And therefore, Shaul said, Shaul said, anybody that is going to go and defeat Goliath, Yashrenu, I'll make him very, very rich. Yashrenu HaMelech, Osher Godel will become very, very wealthy, and as well, there's Bito Yitelo, and I'll give him my daughter, Michal, to go and be his wife. Now, that was said in an improper fashion, because who knows who would come after? Maybe Yochel, Afilu Eved, Afilu Mamzer. Maybe the person who would go and defeat Goyas would be an Eved, would be inappropriate to marry his daughter. Or maybe a Mamzer, Rahman al-Islam. They point out, why didn't Eved Avram, Eliezer Eved Avram, say the same thing, that maybe it will be an Eved or a Mamzer. So the Torah had not yet been given in those days, and therefore technically the dinim of Eved and Mamzer didn't yet apply. In any event, this is what Shaul ben Kish asks somewhat inappropriately, that the person who defeated Goyas will be given to his daughter as a husband. Maybe it would be somebody inappropriate. Nevertheless, Heshivo, Kehogan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him properly, and of course, Nizdamelo, David of Melech, was of course the one that came out and defeated Goyas. The third person, however, Yiftach HaGilad, he asked in an inappropriate fashion, and he was answered inappropriately. Yiftach said, if I'm victorious against the enemy, so then when I return home from the battle, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be allowing me to be victorious, I will give, as a korban ola, the first thing that comes out of my house. Now, Yocho, it could be that Afilu Dover Tomei, it could be that a Dover Tomei, a non-kosher animal, would come out of his house, and therefore, so as she says, it could be a kelev or a chazir, a dog or a pig would come out. How are you going to bring that as a korban ola? So we asked in an inappropriate way, and he was answered, Heshivo, Shelo, Kehogan, Yiftach HaGiladi, was not answered in the same positive way that Eliezer Eved Avram and Shaul ben Kish were answered. He was answered, unfortunately, this Dana Lo Bito, his daughter, was the first person to come out of his house, and she became, quote, designated as a korban ola, and she was unable to go about the rest of her life because she was designated over here as a korban ola. Now, behind the Karmelu Navi, and this is what the Navi Yirmiyah, in reference to Klai Yisrael, says, Li Yisrael, he says, Hatzari, is there no Tzari? Tzari is a very sweet-smelling, aromatic type of a substance known as balm, or something like a balsam. So, Ein Begilad, is there no Navi in Gilad that Yiftach HaGilad, he couldn't go and ask him for Hataras Nedarim? In Rofe, Ein Sham, is there no Rofe there? Is there no doctor over there? In other words, there was the Navi Pinchas there. Why didn't Yiftach go and ask for Hataras Nedarim? And that would have solved the problem. So the Mefarshim explained that Yiftach was arrogant. He had Gassus Ruach, Rashi says, that he was arrogant, and he said, let the Navi come to me. I'm the Shofet, and the Navi should come to me. And unfortunately, Lo Rotzo Yiftach, Rashi says, Leilich Etzlo, Hu Lo Rotzo Lo Vo Etzel Yiftach. Neither one wanted to go to the other one. And this was inappropriate. And the Bach adds on, this was Mitoch Gassus Ruach. He was too arrogant. He said, the Navi should come to me. And unfortunately, Pinchas also said, lo, let the Shofet come to me. And each of them was ultimately punished. Each of them had a chisaron, as is brought down in Tosos, in Dira Masu Vahainu, the last Tosos, and it says Yiftach Nenash Shenaflu Evarim called the Misa. All of his limbs came off, so to say, before his death. As the pasuk says, Vayikaver Ba'ari Gilad. He was buried all over the Ari Gilad. And Upinchos Nenash Tosiv Lifnim Hoya Hashem Imo. Before this, Hashem was with him, and then he lost his Ruach Hakodesh for a certain period of time. In any event, this was how Yiftach was answered in an inappropriate fashion. He asked in an inappropriate fashion. Now, the Gemara says, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that Yiftach's daughter should actually be a Korban Ola? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted him to fulfill his vow. So obviously not. And the Pasuk says, Uksiv, this is a Pasuk also from Yirmiyahu, where it says that you might have thought that I had actually commanded you to give human sacrifices, Chas V'Shalom. Asher Lo Tzivisi, I never commanded such, Lo Dibarti, I never said such, Lo also leave. It never even entered in my mind that I would ask for human sacrifices. Now why did it say these three Lashonos over here? Lo Tzivisi, Lo Dibarti, Lo also Alibi. So Asher Lo Tzivisi, this is a reference to Beno, Zebeno Shal Mesha Melech Moav. Mesha was the son of Moav, so he actually sacrificed his son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that he should be successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Tzivisi, I never commanded anybody to do this. Shinemar, it says, by Melech Moab, by Yikach Ez Beno HaBechor, Asher Yimloch Tachlev, he took his oldest son, his Bechor, who would have been the king after him, Vayalehuola, and he brought him as a korban. Albeit, he brought him as a korban to Hashem. Hashem never asked for any such thing. Then it says in the Pasuk, by Yirmiyahu, V'lo Dibarti, I never asked for this. So it's a Yiftach. This is a reference to the daughter of Yiftach that HaKadosh Baruch said, I certainly don't want her to be an Ola. I never asked for such a thing. And below Ol Salibi, never even entered my mind. This is actually a reference to Akedas Yitzchak. It's a Yitzchak ben Avraham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, even for a second, wanted Avram to sacrifice Yitzchak. This was in response to the Satan being Makatreg. He was arguing that Avram Avinu, oh, he had all these great things done to him, and he didn't even bring you a sacrifice, he didn't bring you a korban. And Hashem said, if I were to ask him, he would even bring his own son as a korban, and therefore he said, I'll show this to you, and he gave him the Nisayon of the Akedah, which of course Avram passed, and Yitzchak passed with flying colors, but nevertheless, Lo Ol Salibi, it never even entered as a machshava, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, that this was actually supposed to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, ever wants human sacrifices. Mark continues, says, I'm a Rebbe Brechia, Af Knesset Yisrael, Shoah Lo Shelo Kogen. There's another instance where Klai Yisrael asked in an inappropriate way for something, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heshiva, Kehogen. Nevertheless, Klai Yisrael was answered properly. What is this? So the Pasuk in Hosea tells us, Shenemar, V'neida, Nirdefo, Ladas Es Hashem. Let us know, Neida, and let us run after near the fall of Das Es Hashem, and go and run after to get this Das Es Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk continues, Kishachar Nochon Motso. It should be, this knowledge that we should get should be like the morning that it is definitely coming, the Yavo Kageshem Lonu, and it should be like the rain, which definitely comes as well. Amalek Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, called Klai Yisrael his daughter, Atchu, well, as Dovar, you're asking for something, Shepamim Mispakesh, sometimes it's good, Upamim Enu Mispakesh, sometimes it's not good. Rain is not always good. As we already pointed out, rain in the summer months is a klala. Rain only in the winter time is a bracha. So you're asking for something that's not appropriate. It's not kohogen. Nevertheless, Avalani, Eyalucha Dovar, HaMispakesh Lola, but I will give you something which is always desired. It's always something that is mispakesh, always something that is wanted. Shenemar, Eyaketal Yisrael, I will be like the dew, the tal. We said the tal is never netzarin, it's always present. And therefore, I will be like to you as the dew. Another situation, there was another situation where the Klai Yisrael asked something in an inappropriate fashion, and Amr Lefano, Klai Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Simeini kachosom ali becho. Let us be like a chosom. A chosom is like a seal on your heart. Kachosom azrovecho, like a seal on your arm. So that's inappropriate. Why? Amalak Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said back to Kaisel again. Biti refers to Kaisel as his daughter. At shoelas dava shepamim nira upamim enoir. You're asking for something if it's on your arm. So sometimes the arm is visible. Sometimes the arm is not visible. Sometimes the heart is visible. Sometimes the heart is not visible. So that's not the best place to ask for this chosem to be a sign that will always be together, so to say. So avol ni esel chadava shenira liol. But I'll give you instead a simon that can always be seen. Shenema, as the pasuk says, shir hashirim hein al kapecha chakosich. I will put it on your hands. Your hands, your kapayim, your palm, that will always be something that can be seen, and that's where I will go and chisel it in, chakosich, I will go and put it over there, and this way it will be always visible for all. Tosus points out there's another situation when Kalev ben Yefuna went into Eretz Yisrael and he needed to capture Kiryas Sefer, so he said, whoever Ashayake is Kiryas Sefer, Velokta, and goes and captures it for me, Venosatilo es Achso Biti Leisha. I will give him my daughter Achso to be his wife. So again, why don't we include this as well? Am I lo parach kimo hocha yochol mamzer oevid? Why don't we say that Kalev ben Yefuna also asked inappropriately because maybe the person that would come and do this and would go marry his daughter Achso would end up being a mamzer and eved? So Tosa says yesh lama dahod dekamer Kalev sheitin lo hakadosh baruch hu kol mish yochol lachzer o son halachos sheshachu b'yemei evlo shemoshe. This wasn't just a physical capturing of Kiryas Sefer. This was a request that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, there were halachos that were lost. So he said, whoever is able to go and bring back these halachos, which by definition would not be an eved or mamzer, it would be a great talmud chacham, so then they would be able to marry his daughter Achsa. And this is a play on his daughter Achsa. Why was she known as Achsa? She called her Ro'osa Koes al Ishto. Anybody that saw her said, wow, that is a wife. And they would get, so to say, mad at their own wives for not living up to or being the same standard as Achsa. And therefore, the reason why she was such a great tzaddik is though vaday mishum tsniyus yisera de kohozuba. She was an especially tsenua dika woman, and therefore everybody would, so to say, get angry when they saw their wives compared to Achsa. And therefore, Kalev ben Yefuna did not ask inappropriately. He said because of the tsniyus yisera that she had, she would definitely have the zechusim that it would only turn out that somebody appropriate that would be on the level of her great masim would end up doing this. In any event, the Gemara continues by quoting the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ein shoalin es hagishamim." We don't go and ask. Now, this was the middle section of the Mishnah, and we pointed out then that it uses a different lashon, "Ein shoalin." But the Gemara right now starts off and says, "Savrua that this sheila and the haskara that's the mashiv ruach bar negoshim in the first and the third section of the Mishnah called the milsi that they're all one and the same." So shoalin and maskirin right now the Gemara is assuming are the same thing, but that's not correct, as the Gemara will show us. Now, according to this mistaken assumption, Mantanu, who is the author over here of our Mishnah, that it says that you shouldn't go and ask except close to the Gishamim. So Amar Rabba, the only opinion that this could be would be Rabbi Yoshua. This must be the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar Mishas Hanachoso. He's the one that holds that the Maskir Givuras Gishamim, that you start saying Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, is when you put down the Lulav, which is after the 7 days, and on the 8th day, only on the 8th day do you maskir Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim. And that's close to the time of the rainy season. So that's also the time close to when you start to ask for the rain to come as well, the same Talmud Mortar. So I'm by advice to Rav, no. Afilu Tem Rabbi Eliezer. You could even say that this second part of the Mishnah is in accord with Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that the asking of the rain is only close to the rainy season. She'eila l'chud, v'askar l'chud. No, this was asking Shoalin. When do we go and ask for the rain? And that's different than maskirin, when you go and be maskir, Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim. So Rabbi Eliezer holds this from the first day. No, that's not a problem, because that doesn't have to be right next to the rains. It's only when you're asking for the rains, that has to be right before the time that the rains come. So therefore, this shoalin is different than maskirin. Alternatively, one could learn this as follows. Lema, we turn to Dalet Amud Beis, Lema Rabbi Yoshua, that in fact, the alternate version says that this must be only in accord with Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Mishas Hanachoso, when you put down the lulav after the 7 days, so on the 8th day, you maskir Givuras Gishami, you say Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, and therefore this Shoalin and Maskirin are the same thing. And Amar Rava says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. No, it could even go in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, because Sheila Luchod Vyaskar Luchod. Again, the same conclusion as the first version, just slightly different way that it was stated, and that the maskir, the Gevuras Gishamim of Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, that's totally separate than the shawl in the same Talamotah. Same Talamotah, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, has to be right before the start of the rainy season. But the maskir, the Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, that could be well beforehand. Don't quote the Mishnah. It says, Rehuda Mera Ovil, Vina Teva Vechule. So we said in the Mishnah that on Sukkot, it's by the last day that we start saying Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, but on Pesach, it is the first day of Pesach that we stop saying Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, and we said that the Baal Shachri still says it, but the Baal Musaf, he stops saying Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim, and we pointed out the difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard, whether it's in the Silent Shemoneh Esrei as well, Nusach Svard, or only in the Chazar Sashatz, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach Mor Goshim. Mor says, Raminu, but wait a second, Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah seems not to be in accord with this following Mishnah, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow. Share Ad Masai Shoalin Esa Yishamim. Until what point that Mishnah says do we still ask for the rains. Now here's what I'm at the shawl, and they're asking for the rains. In other words, when do we stop saying the same talamotu livrocha? Masai, until when, Sholin, do we say Saint Halamata Livrocha? So Rabbi Yehuda, that's our same Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Achi Avor Pesach. He says until the conclusion of Pesach. Now that's not the first day of Pesach, like our Mishnah says. So there's a stira. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says until the first day of Pesach, and Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah says Achi Avor Pesach, until Pesach is over. Others of the years Achi Yetzia Pesach. Rav Meir Omer, Achi Avor Nisan. Rav Meir goes even further and says, not during the month of Nisan, during the entire month of Nisan, you still say St. Halamata, and only at the conclusion of Nisan do you stop saying St. Halamata. So this seems to be a stira between the two opinions of Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, until the first day of Pesach, and Rav Yehuda in the next Mishnah, tomorrow's Shia, where he says, until the end of Pesach. So Rav Chis Lokash, Rav Chis says, there's not a contradiction between the two. Kan Lishol, in the Mishnah tomorrow, it's talking about She'ela, Saint Talamata, and Kan, Lahaskir. And our Mishnah is talking about Mashiv Ruch Merigoshim. So they're two separate items. Our Mishnah is talking about you stop saying Mashiv Ruch Merigoshim on the first day of Pesach, and the next Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah, says you stop saying Saint Talamata only after Pesach is over. So Kan Lahaskir, Kan Lishol, the two different things. Now, Mishal Shoav Azul, where it says, when you're asking Shoav Azul, that keeps on asking during the entire days of Pesach, and that's why Saint Talamata only is concluded after Pesach. However, Lahaski, but to mention Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim, that's beyond the Rishon Pasuk. So that's again the answer. No contradiction between the two Mishnais. Amar Ula says that's impossible. It doesn't make any sense. Hodur Rav Chista, that which Rav Chista just told us is kasha. It is as difficult for a person like kichometz lashinayim, like vinegar is to the teeth, it burns them, uche oshon, and like smoke, loinayim, to smoke to the eyes. In other words, it's not a palatable type of an answer to say that we stop mentioning the gruas geshamim on the first day, but we continue to ask for it until the end of Pesach. He says that doesn't make any sense. Umabemokum she'enu shol, at the start, when we're not yet asking Saint Talamotar, nevertheless, Maskir, we mentioned Kuras Geshamim, we start saying Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim well before we start saying the Saint Talamotar. So that is always said first, and only subsequently do you mention that we want the rain. First you mentioned that Kosh Baruch is the power that brings the rain, and only after you say, please now give us rain. So Mabu Mokum Sheino Shoal, nevertheless, Maskir, you haven't yet started to say Saint Talamotar, nevertheless, we're saying Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim. So certainly, the Mokum Sheshoal, anytime that you're still asking for the rain, shouldn't to be, ain't no din, it should be a Kabachomer, Shein Maskir, then you should certainly ask for it. So it doesn't make any sense to say that you're asking for the rain till the end of Pesach, but you stop mentioning Gevuras Gisham and Mashiv Ruach at the beginning of Pesach. So Ula says, Rav Chis's Teretz is not a good Teretz. So what is the Teretz? Elo Amar Ula. Trei Tanoia, Liba Rav Yehuda. There's two different opinions, is what Rav Yehuda said. In our Mishnah on Daf Beis, Rav Yehuda is quoted as saying that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim on the first day of Pesach. And in tomorrow's Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is quoted by a different Tana as saying that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim at the end of Pesach. That's Teretz number one. This will be the ultimate Teretz that is accepted. We're going to give two other Terutzim, and they're both going to be rejected. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef tries to go and reconcile our Mishnah on Daf Beis with the Mishnah on Daf Hei, first day of Pesach versus the last day of Pesach in the following way. My Achi Avor Pesach, what does it mean in the next Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as saying that you continue to say Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim until the end of Pesach? My Achi Avor Pesach, it means Achi Avor Shliach Tzibor Rishon Hayore Biyonta Rishon Shol Pesach. It doesn't mean the end of Pesach, it means the end of the Shachris on the first day of Pesach. Oh, now, according to Rav Yosef, this is exactly the same opinion as our Mishnah on Daf Beis. The Mishnah on Daf Hei, tomorrow's Mishnah, is also saying that you keep on saying Mashiv Ruach Merigoshim through Shachris of the first day of Pesach, and only by Musaf time do you stop saying it. Oh, so that's exactly the same thing as the Mishnah on Daf Beis. I'm going to buy a basis to Rav Yosef, that's incorrect. She'ela b'yontuf mi'ika. You're telling me that we stop saying in that Mishnah, it says, I must say Shoalin Esa Geshamim. You're telling me, until what point do we stop saying B'Sein Talamotar? That's the way tomorrow's Mishnah is going to read. And therefore, we'd be talking about stopping to say B'Sein Talamotar. But guess what? That's only said in the Avachadik Shmon Esrei, in the weekday Shmon Esrei. It's not said in the Yontif Shmon Esrei. So how could it possibly be that you're telling us that it means that you stop saying B'Sein Talamotar after Shachris, and you say it's still a Shachris time, and you stop saying it by Musaf time? It's not in that Shmon Esrei. That can't be correct. She'el b'yomtiv mi'ika. He says that's impossible to understand the way you're saying it. Rio says, not necessarily so. Amalei, no, it is possible to say Saint Talamotu l'rocha on Yomtiv when Shoel miturgimon, when the miturgimon who's the person who is saying over the shir from the Rav out loud. So in that shir, he could still ask and say as part of the shir, saying talamotu livrocha. So that's what Rav Yosef means when he says, after Shachris, we no longer even have the meturgamin say saying talamotu livrocha. Abai says, that's not a good teretz. Would the meturgamin be saying something that is no longer necessary for the tzibur? Would he be asking saying talamotor in the drasha when it's not something that the tzibur would want? Since we stop saying gevuras gishamim on the first day of Pesach, so then, obviously, it's a time that we no longer want the rain. It's a simon klala for the rain to come at that point in time, so therefore the meturgamin would not ask for it. Therefore, your reconciliation of the Mishnah on Daf Beis, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, and the Mishnah in tomorrow's Shir cannot be correct the way you're suggesting it. And therefore, Elam Achvarta, it's white, it's clear. Kidu Ula, Ula's Teretz is correct. It's Trey Tanoim, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. There are two different Tanoic opinions over here as to what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's the only way to reconcile it. So the second Teretz is no good. Rabbi's going to give us a third teretz, which is also not going to be good. What does it mean? My Achi Avar Pesach. In tomorrow's Mishnah, the Mishnah on Daf Hey, where it says, Sholin Achi Avar Pesach, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It means Achi Avar Zaman Shchitas Pesach. It means that once the time of the Korban Pesach on Yudalit is done, and they still daven at Mincha time, Misein Talamotel of Racha, and only at that point do we stop saying Misein Talamotel of Racha. Oh, that could be exactly in accord with the Mishnah on that base. So, uk tchiloso kein sofo. And this, in fact, is the same as the beginning. Just at the beginning with Mashiach Ruach and St. Halamotor, it's at the beginning, uk tchiloso kein sofo. It's the same at the end. What does that mean? Ma tchiloso, at the beginning, maskir, we first say Mashiach Ruach menegoshim, afa pishino shol, even though we haven't yet started saying St. Halamotor levracha, so to af sofo, where maskir, we still say Mashiach Ruach menegoshim for one more day, afa pishino shol, even though we stop saying she'ela the day before on Yod Dalid of Nisan. So that is Rabbah's attempt to reconcile the Mishnah on Beis and Hay. Amalei Abaye says again, that's also no good. Bishlamo, Triloso, Maskir, we understand why you start saying Mashiach Ruach Menegoshim before you say the Saint Halamotar, because Haskara, Nami Ritzoi, She'elohi, because part of the requesting of the rain is first mentioning Gevuras Gishamim. So it makes sense that you should have alone Gevuras Gishamim before you actually start asking Saint Halamotar Levrach. However, at the end, it doesn't make any sense. Elasofo, at the end, my ritzui she'elika. Why would you still be mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem when you're no longer asking for it anymore? That doesn't make any sense. In other words, how can you stop saying she'ela and still say Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem? And therefore, Abaye slugs up Rabbah as well, and he says Ela Machvarta, the real teretz is the first one that we gave Kidula, that Trey Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah on Daf Beis isn't in accord with the Mishnah on Daf Hei, even though they're both in the name of Yehuda. It's two different opinions as to what Rabbi Yehuda said. How do we paskin on Rav Asi, on Rav Yochanan, halachi Rav Yehuda? We paskin like the opinion of Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, and that is that you keep on saying Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem up until the Shachris, including Shachris on the first day of Pesach, and then at Musaf time, either like Nusach Svar, at the start of the silent Shemoneh Esrei when you announce Morid Atal, or the Nusach Ashkenaz when you don't announce anything, so you continue to say Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, but you then start in the Chazar Sashatz to stop saying Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem because we have Tfilas Tal in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and that is a fitting way that we stop saying Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem. So that's the Psak of Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan. Gemara says, wait a second, Amalei Rav Zeira le Rav Asi. Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hochi. Did Rav Yochanan really hold this way? That this is when you stop saying Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem? But none. But we learned in the Mishnah, now this is a Mishnah that we're going to learn later on Daf Yud in Amar Masechta, and it says there in that Mishnah, but none, Bishlosho b'mar Cheshvan, on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, in the month of Cheshvan, Shol Esek Shomim. The first opinion says that that's when you start saying Saint Talamotel Levracha, and Rabban Gamliel, Omer B'Shivabo, the seventh day, which is how we paskin, that you say it on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. But Omer Rabbalazar, Rabbalazar said over there, that we paskin, Halachik Rabban Gamliel, that we paskin like the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, that you start saying it on the seventh day. So therefore, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan says that we should start mentioning Mashiach Ruach Merit Goshem on the last day of Sukkot, i.e. on Shmini Atzeres? Now, at this point, the Gemara is assuming that the maskir of this Mishnah over here, that we pass in Rav Yochanan says, like Halacha Rav Yehuda, that this is the same thing as the Mishnah on Daf Yud that says that you start saying Saint Halamotar on Daf Zayin. So right now we're saying, how could you possibly hold both? That we start saying it on the last day of Sukkot, i.e. on Shmini Atzeres, and as well, we start saying it on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. The two seem to be at odds with each other. Gemara says, what's the problem? That was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that we pass like Rabban Gamliel, and this is the opinion of Yochanan, who says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm like, Gavra Karamis? He asked me from one Amora to the other Amora. Who says Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Elazar? Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that they're at odds with each other. You could possibly answer that lo kasha, there's no stira in Rabbi Yochanan saying over here that lochalik Rabbi Yehuda, which is on Shmini Atzeres, and to have Rabbi Elazar say that lochalik Rabbi Gamliel, that we start saying it on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, because they're talking about two different things. Lo kasha, can lishol. Rabbi Elazar's ruling is talking about when he starts saying the same talamot levracha on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. And Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which Rabbi Yochanan Paschal's like, is talking about mashiv ruach renegoshim, can lahaskir. It's a very simple, straightforward teretz. They're talking about two different things, and therefore there's no steer to hold like both of them. Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Yochanan b'makom sheshol maskir, but Rav Yochanan has said that we say mashiv ruach b'rogashim and we're shoel seemingly at the same time. So Gemara says, no, that statement which says that we say them both at the same time is talking about stopping to say them. Ha'u l'hafsoka itmar. We stop saying mashiv ruach b'rogashim on the first day of Pesach. And that's when we also stop saying, the last time we said it was the day before, by mincha time, saying talamot livracha. So we stop both at the same time. But the start, no. The start could be that we start saying mashiv ruach b'rogashim on the last day of Sukkot, i.e. Shmini Atzeres, and that we start saying the same talamot livracha on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Or he says that's problematic. Well, Amar Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan said, hiskil lahaskir, once you started saying mashiv ruach b'rogashim, maskil l'shol, you should start saying same talamot livracha. Posek milishol, once you stop saying same talamot livracha, posek milahaskir. So he does seem to suggest that those, the haskara and the she'ela, occur at the same time. So Mor says, you're right. Elo, lo kasha, how do you reconcile the difference between the ruling of Rabbi Elazar that says that we passing like Rabban Gamliel to start saying Saint Talamot Levracha on the seventh day of Cheshvan, and yet we passing over here that they both go together on the Shmini Atzeres, seems to be irreconcilable. So Mor says, no, it's not a kasha. Hold on. Rabbi Elazar's rule that you start from the seventh day of Cheshvan, that's applicable here in Bavel. Hold on. However, Holohu, over there for Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael, they start saying the same Talamotah already from Shmini Atzeres. They start an earlier point in time because in Eretz Yisrael, you need the rains before you do in Bavel. Where it says, wait a second, Maishno L'didon, why is it different in Bavel that we should start on the seventh day of Cheshvan as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael that they start earlier? Are you telling us the Islon Peri B'davra? Because we still have fruits that are out in the field, we still have products that are out in the field, and therefore the rain would be bad for us if we were to start asking for the rain so early. So Lididunami, in Eretz Yisrael also, Islu Ole Regalim, you have all the people traveling back from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not good for them to go and start saying and asking for the rain, the same Talamotah, while the people are still traveling. So that doesn't make any sense. So Moshe says, you're right. Rav Yochanan said it, Bisman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Rav Yochanan said you can start asking B'Sein Talamotah already from the end of Sukkot. That's when there was Nebuch, no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there are no Oli Regalim, and there's nobody traveling. Oh, the Gemara says, Hashna D'Osas Lachi, if this is the Teretz you're going to give, so then you can say both of them apply to Eretz Yisrael. There's no steer. You don't have to say one is Halon in Bavel, Hal Luhu in Eretz Yisrael. Both of them, Ha V'Hal Adithu, both of them are applicable for Eretz Yisrael, and it all depends. Lokasha, Kambis Mash Beis HaMikdash Chayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is Baruch Hashem around, so then, because of the Oli Regalim, you want to give him a chance to get home, so you don't start saying the same Talamotah until Zayin Mar Cheshvan. However, Nebuch, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Kam B'Zman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Chaim, so then you can start saying the same Talamotah already from the time of the end of Sukkot. Now the Gemara says, what about in Chutz Loretz? V'anan, the Islon Trey Yomei, those that live in Chutz Loretz and they have Yontav She'ni Shel Galuyos, Hechi Avdino, what do we do in terms of this din of maskir gevuras yeshamim and also the same talamot levracha? So Amar Rav, Rav says maskil b'musafim. Rav's opinion is that we start saying mashiv ruach renegoshim at musaf time on Shmini Atzeres uposik b'mincha, but then you don't say mashiv ruach renegoshim by mincha time. You stop nor by arvis by marv of the ninth day, what we call Simchas Torah, nor by shachris of the ninth day, what we call Simchas Torah. The chosim b'musaf, and then you reiterate. You start saying again mashiv ruach renegoshim by Simchas Torah musaf. So Rav's opinion is you say it at musaf of Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Loretz. You stop saying it, and then you restart saying it by Musaf of Simchas Torah. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel does not like this at all. He says, Puku v'imulei li'abba. He said, go out and tell Abba. Abba was the way that Shmuel referred to as Rav. Some suggest that Rav's name was Rav Abba, and Shmuel was on a first name basis, then he called him Abba. Others suggest that Abba is a great title of respect, and therefore he called him the great Abba, the great father. In any event, Shmuel told his Talmidim, go out there and tell Rav, achar shasisoso kodesh, once you make the eighth day, i.e., in Chutz Loretz, Shmini Atzeres, once you call it Shmini Atzeres, and you start saying, Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim, now, by suddenly stopping at Mincha time and not saying, Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim, Tasei Uchol, you're basically saying, no, it really is Sveika Dioma, it really is Hoshana Rabbah. So you can't do that. Once you declare that it's Shmini Atzeres, you can't just suddenly stop and no longer have, by Mincha time, the Haskara of Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim. So what does Shmuel suggest? So instead, El Omer Shmuel says, Maschil b'musafim u'b'mincha. Yes, we start in Chutz Loretz on Shmini Atzeres, Sveika d'Yoma, maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, but we're declaring it to be Shmini Atzeres, so by Musaf, we start saying Masha Baruch Hu Hashem, as well as we continue to say that by Mincha. However, once it becomes already the ninth day, then you no longer continue on what we call Simchas Torah at night by Maariv and by Shachar. So Posek, Arvis Shachris of what we call Simchas Torah. And now, V'chozer u'maskel b'musafim. And then, on Musaf of Simchas Torah, it's okay to go again and start saying Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav Amar, Rav has a third opinion. Rav says, Kivan Shehischil Shuvin Oposik. He says, no, it's not right. Once you started saying it on Musaf of what we call Shmini Atzeres, you're not allowed to stop. You can't stop, not by Mincha, like Rav says, and not even by Maariv and Shachris, like Shmuel says. And this is also V'chein Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also holds Kivan Shehischa. Once he started saying Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim, Shuv Eino Posik. It's not right to stop. V'af Rav Hoder Bei. The Gemara says, and in fact, Rav was chozer from his position. He retracted his position that you should say it only by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres and then stop saying it by Mincha of Shmini Atzeres and wait until you get to Musaf of Simchas Torah to restart saying Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim. And he says that Rav was chozer from this position. The Omer Rav Chanan Alam Rav. Rav Chanan was one of the pupils of Rav. He said the name of his Rebbe, Rav, Mone the Esrim the Echad Yom. A person counts 21 days from the start of Rosh Hashanah up until Shmini Atzeres. And this is like Kedera, just like in the same way, Shemona, that he counts Asar Yomim Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur, that he counts 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. You count Rosh Hashanah as one day, even though there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we count already as the second day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So too, when you get to Hoshana Rabbah, so that's the end of the 21 days. And Shmini Atzeres is going to be the 22nd day afterwards. And therefore, Umaschil, then from the 22nd day, which is Shmini Atzeres, you start counting as Shmini Atzeres, and you say Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim. The Kivan Shehischil Shuv Eino Posik. And then Rav agreed with Rav's opinion. Once you started saying Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim, so then you don't have to stop. You're not supposed to stop. And he holds now, like Rav holds, that you start saying it as Shmini Atzeres, and you keep on going, both by Mincha of Shmini Atzeres, and even by Maariv and Shachos of Simchas Torah, and then certainly they're on until Pesach. And the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, how do we paskin? Kivan Shehischil, Shuv Eino Posik. This opinion of Rava, which is now the opinion of Rav as well, is the way we halacha l'maisa paskin, according to the Gemara, and that is in fact the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that we start saying, Masha Baruch Hu Negoshim, on Musaf time, on what we call in Chutz Loretz Shmini Atzeres, and we can continue to say so all the way through until the first day of Pesach. And with that, we conclude today's shiur.